Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, Perfection of Renunciation, text 63. Iti te gyanam akyatam kuyat guyataram maya vishvim shaitara sheshena ite chasita takaru iti thus te unto you jnanam knowledge akyatam described kuyat then confidential kuyataram still more confidential maya by me vimrishya deliberating etat on this asheshena fully yata as ichasi you like tata that kuru perform. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus I've explained to you to knowledge still more confidential. Deliberate on this fully, and then do what you wish to do. Okay? So that's our purport. Just do whatever you want. Everyone's ready to do whatever they want after reading Bhagavad Gita. Okay, maybe we should read the purport. Purport. The Lord has already explained to Arjuna the knowledge of Brahma-Bhuta. One who is in the Brahma-Bhuta condition is joyful. He never laments. Nor does he desire anything. That is due to confidential knowledge. Krishna also discloses knowledge of the Supersoul. That is also Brahman knowledge. Knowledge of Brahman, but is superior. Hear the words, itechasi tata kuru. As you like, you may act. Indicate that God does not interfere with the little independence of the living entity. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has explained in all respects how one can elevate his living condition. The best advice imparted to Arjuna is to surrender unto the Supersoul seated within his heart. By right discrimination, one should agree to act according to the order of the Supersoul. That will help one become situated constantly in Krishna consciousness, the highest perfectional stage of human life. Arjuna is being directly ordered by the personality of Godhead to fight. Surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in the best interest of the living entity. One who is free to, before surrendering, one is free to deliberate on this subject as far as the intelligence goes. That is the best way to accept the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such instruction also comes through the spiritual master, the bona fide representative of Krishna. Iti te gyanam akyatam guyam guyatama maya vishvim shaitada sheshena ite chasita takaru. Thus I have explained to you the knowledge still more confidential. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do. Krishna has explained to Arjuna the entire Bhagavad Gita, practically speaking. The Bhagavad Gita is meant to, not so that Arjuna can pass the Bhakti Shastri test, or maybe even go on to Bhakti Vedanta or Bhakti Vaibhava, if he had time. He didn't have so much time, though. Now, the Bhagavad Gita is meant to encourage Arjuna to understand what the correct activity was for him, and how to perform it. With his body, mind, and words. And Krishna has given him not knowledge of how to build a building, how to run a race, how to play the stock market. He's concentrated on spiritual knowledge. The difference between Arjuna and his body, the super soul within his heart, and ultimately the supreme soul. And Prabhupada mentions here, he has a little bit of independence. He has a little bit of free will. It's not that by our will we can create universes, but by our will we can decide by our will whether we want to act in the spiritual world, on the spiritual platform of consciousness, under the protection and the influence of the spiritual energy, or we want to act under the protection and influence of the material energy. That's our only choice, moment to moment. If we perform the activities of devotional service, then we'll be under the protection of the internal energy. Satatam kirtiyantamam yatantaschadu dridavataha namasyantaschimam bhaktya nityukta upasate. You know, you want to know what that is? Ninth chapter. Well, that was my guess. It's after the... It's either the 7th or 9th, but I'm betting on the 9th. Well, no, I'm not betting anything. It's probably the 7th. It's after the Mahatmanas Tumam Parta Daivin Prakriti Mashitya. So it's 7-9. 7th something. Mahatmanas Tumam Parta Daivin Prakriti Mashitya. Pajanya Nanya Maraso Gyatra Bhutti Dim Avyayam. 14. Satatam Kityantomam Yatantasha Tridavarataha Masyantasamam Bhaktya Nityukta Upasade. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. As we might notice, it's not that Krishna is asking us to do something extremely complicated. It's not like to get into the spiritual world you have to learn how to crack, how to open a vault or a safe, the combination lock. It's much easier than that. When it simply has to chant Krishna's glories, try to serve him with determination, and be a little humble, bow down before him, and not compete with him. Therefore, all this knowledge is basically speaking for those three things. One of them is humility. And humility is a manifestation of the fact that, well, see, there's humility, there's determination, and there is glories. So what does that remind you of anyway? Does it remind you of any of the slokas of the Shikshasika prayers? What Shikshasika prayer talks about humility? Anyone ever hear the Shikshasika prayers here? Yes, Trinada peace. And what reminds you of great determination? What comes after Trinada peace in Nichena? Taror api sahishnuna. So that means one is not deviated, one is tolerant. That's, without being tolerant, how can you be determined? If a train is going down the track at a very fast speed and someone throws a flower on it and the train gets derailed, it doesn't sound like the train is very determined. It has a lot of force behind it. So, determination and tolerance go together. Because without being tolerant, if one is determined, one will also be tolerant. And what about chanting my glories? Which one is that? Uh-huh. What's that? Yeah, that's right. The Trinada Pisanichena Traiva Sahishnana Amanina Madhadena Kirtani Yaksadhari. Amanina Madhadena. Finding glories in others and not hankering for glory for oneself. So Shikshasika prayers, these prayers, they're all quite consistent. So the Krishna says in one part, well, you know, sing some cinema song. It's all one. Or take a break. Don't try so hard. Or don't bow down before me. Be proud. Be strong. No, the same humility, the same tolerance, the same appreciation is there. And that's the difference between matter and spirit. After all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada in one place, he said he only left his 8 slokas, because he left us a little bit more than that. But anyhow, 8 slokas. So therefore he had to really put everything quite compact. And here we have what the living entity, the soul, can do to be under the spiritual energy. To become a Mahatma. To become a Mahatma, as Prabhupada used to say, doesn't require growing a big beard and sitting on a big seat. It requires being under the spiritual energy. And to do that, we have to chant Krishna's glories, be tolerant and engage with determination in his service, and be humble. And then we'll be under the spiritual energy. Doesn't require extremely a lot of energy. Well, a lot of knowledge, we can say. Not spiritual knowledge has to be there. The fact that the super soul is in our heart, that we're eternal. Because ultimately to engage in his service with tolerance, determination, appreciation, humility, requires the help of the super soul also. Because unless the super soul guides us, we'll get into trouble. Unless the super soul gives us the intelligence by which we can remain in Krishna consciousness, then it's practically impossible to be unlimitedly or consistently tolerant or humble or appreciative. It's by the mercy of the super soul we can see things as they are. So therefore the whole idea is to surrender to the super soul. And how do we surrender to the super soul? Does anyone know? No one knows how to surrender. Where am I? That's all right, we've only been here for 20, 30, 40 years. Hopefully the next 40 years we'll figure it out. How do you surrender to the super soul? To Rani Shakti?
Offer basis and chant.
Oh, that's good. Anything else? Anyone else? But what does it mean to surrender to the super soul? Is it some kind of esoteric thing that no one could figure out? What does it actually mean, surrender? What does surrender mean? Ananda, what does surrender mean? What's that? How do you give your free will? What's that? To who? To the spiritual master. Is it? Who else? And what is the spiritual master? How does he use his free will? Give his free will. It all goes back to Krishna. And as he used his free will, he has Radharani. No, it's to find out what Krishna wants. Is it so hard to... Sometimes it may be difficult to know what Krishna wants. So that requires some prayer, requires some inquiry, humility. We already think we know what Krishna wants. Then how, and he doesn't want that. How is he going to inform us what he wants if we're convinced of what Krishna wants, it's not what Krishna wants. So we have to prayfully, humbly investigate what Krishna wants. Therefore, tadvidi pranipatena pari prashnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninastatvadarshana. Submission, service, and inquiry. These constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. When the student is always submissive and is ready to render service, then the reciprocation between knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. Everyone got that? That was a little quick, wasn't it?
I think I caught it.
Oh, great. Wow, that's good. I didn't even catch it. I have to go back over it to find out what I said. No, it means submission, because unless we're submissive, how is it possible to surrender if we're not submissive? But we have to find out what we're submissive about. It's not we just bow down, we're surrendered. No, we have to find out what Krishna wants from us. We have to inquire. And then when we find out what Krishna wants, we have to actually do it. So how do we know that Arjuna was actually surrendered, that he actually probably utilized his free will? Did Arjuna use his free will in the Bhagavad Gita? Yes. So how do we know that? He fought, yes. He fought in the battlefield under Krishna's direction. And we're just like, so he fought. Kachit etat shutam bharata tvaya kagrena chetasa kachit agana samoha pranataste dananjaya. So Krishna, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, he finally, Krishna started to ask questions. First thing he asked is if Arjuna was awake during the Bhagavad Gita. Because he wanted to know, otherwise he would have had to repeat the Bhagavad Gita. There wasn't much time left. So the first thing he said, have you heard this with your mind at attention? And Arjuna said, yes. I mean, Chaitanya Charitamrita is a great book. I wish I could have more time to hear it. And as your illusion, but not only has he heard it, but what's the proof that he heard it properly? Is your illusion, is your ignorance an illusion? What is it? A kachit etachitam partha twayaka granichi. Kachit agina. Is your ignorance an illusion now dispelled? Have you actually realized you're not your body and that you're eternal servant of Krishna? I mean, that's, if anyone can hear the Bhagavad Gita like that at the end of that, someone comes up, have you heard this with your mind perfectly attention? You say yes. Is your illusion now dispelled? No. No, if we hear it with attention, according to this, then our illusion, our ignorance will be dispelled. And then, then Arjuna says, Nashto moha smitera labdva, tat prasada maya chuta, stito smigata sandeha, karishe vachanam dva. Now, nashta moha, my illusion is dispelled. Nashta moha, smritira jnanam, and I regain my memory. Nashta moha, smritira jnanam, tat prasad. In other words, my ignorance has now been dispelled. I understand, I remember what's actually going on. Kuchit, nashta moha, smritira labdva, tat prasada. And it's all by your mercy, because you're kind enough to tell me this knowledge. Therefore, I mean, I listened, but it's really your kindness to tell me this knowledge. Kachit, nashtamaha smritila, tat prasana mayachuta, stitosmi. Now I'm standing here fixed and determined to act according to your instruction. Therefore, when one is situated in transcendence, one realizes it's not the body, then one can be determined. When one acts on the material platform for sense gratification, one's determined, it's not possible to be determined in one's activities. Because the senses and the mind will drag one away. But Arjuna is fixed, stita stita gata sandeha, and now I'm prepared to fight. According to your direction, karishe vachanam tava, now not only am I fixed in my eternality, my eternal position, I'm not afraid of fighting, I'm beyond fear right now, and I'm gonna fight, but according to your directions, you're standing before me, as the super soul, and therefore I'm going to follow your directions and fight. So Arjuna realized Raman and Paramatma, and ultimately he realized, of course, even during the Bhagavad Gita, he realized Krishna. So that's what we're supposed to do. By the end of Bhagavad Gita, we should realize we're eternal. We should be hearing the super soul within our heart, and then we should be fighting, not with each other though. If you want to fight with each other, take it outside, they say. But fight for Krishna. Do something for Krishna. Fight for the cause of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the real proof that we've heard Bhagavad Gita. More than just theoretical. We've actually heard it. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Are you prepared to fight?
When you said that we should find out what Krishna wants from us, so what that practice, and then we should also know that he wants it, so what that practically means?
Well, first we have to ask. We have to internally ask, what does Krishna want from me? And then we have to humbly investigate through Guru, Sadhana, and Shastra. If we're not inquisitive, then of course, how are we going to find out? We have to ask ourselves, or then we can ask others if it's not immediately clear what Krishna wants, and we may have to read the scriptures, find out under our circumstances, what Krishna would want us to do, what he not want us to do, confirm it with the higher authorities, and then do it. And if it works, if it's what Krishna wants, then Krishna will reveal it to us. Then we'll get some, Krishna will be pleased, and we'll make some spiritual advancement. And if it's not, then Krishna will also reveal it to us. Because we won't get what we're expecting. So we have to do the best we can, inquire, and we have Guru, Sadhana, and Shastra, and ultimately the super soul in the heart has to confirm it. If some elder devotee says, let's go to the movies and smoke some marijuana, and you think, well, I'm supposed to serve the elder devotees.
Sounds good.
One time a devotee asked Prabhupada, is Krishna conscious within our heart? So Prabhupada said, yes. So we know if someone tells us, let's go and smoke some marijuana and go to some movie, if we inquire from Krishna, do you want me to do it? Then we'll get some feeling, some inspiration not to do it. So super soul is active in our lives. Like right now, if we think, well, if we were crazy enough to think, it'd be nice to jump off a bridge right now. But the super soul would be going, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. And if we're half sane, we'll listen to him. You don't have to go up to your spiritual master and say, Guru Maharaj, I feel like jumping off a bridge. Do you think it's a good idea? And Krishna Vivekananda says, yes. No, of course we don't have to ask him. It's clear because the super soul in our heart is making it clear. So we do have a connection with the super soul. And when we hear from Guru, Sadhana, and Shastra, the super soul also has to be involved too, to confirm that we have to accept that this is really what Krishna wants me to do. And if we're doubtful, then we still have to investigate. Even after hearing from Guru, Sadhana, and Shastra, if we're still not convinced, or we're still not sure exactly what Krishna wants to do, then we have to further investigate until we're actually convinced this is really what Krishna wants us to do. It becomes clear. Blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. One should not only hear submissively, but one should get a clear understanding through submission, service, and inquiry. So that clarity has to be there. Then we can act with full determination and enthusiasm. Otherwise, it's not possible. we're just working the dark. We should be working clarity. Anything else? Yes.
Usually we have voices in our heads, you know, discussing do this, don't do that. How can we distinguish what is our mind and what is actually the super soul's voice?
Depends how many voices are going on here and how much time you have. What's that?
He needs to
live with those voices.
Well, that's good. I'm sure they're all coming from some incarnation or the other. Now, we have to see if the voice is confirmed in Shastra, Bhagavad Gita, if we know Shastra. If we don't, then we may have to look through it and see if it's actually confirmed. And then if we want to get further confirmation, we can ask senior devotees or our spiritual master. And ultimately, the super soul, if we're gone through the trouble of inquiring from Guru, Sadhana, Shastra, then the super soul should be very clear in our heart. And then we should be able to, in that clarity, from the Bhagavad Gita, was illumination from Shastra and from Guru and Sadhu, it becomes clear with the other ones that they're not what Krishna wants us to do. Anything else? Yes.
Do demonic personalities have gurus?
Do what?
Do demonic personalities have gurus?
What kind of personality?
Demonic.
Demonic. Yeah, of course, everyone has a guru. Everyone's following someone. Shukracharya is the guru for the demons.
Sorry, what was the word?
Shukracharya, he's Venus in the astrology. He's the spiritual master amongst the demons. Everyone needs a superior to follow. To become a good demon, you have to follow a bigger demon. Otherwise, you can't really become a good demon unless you follow an expert, bigger demon. And the bigger demons follow the even bigger demons. And ultimately, you know, Kali, Durga, or someone like that, and in Krishna sends super demon. Of course, she's not a demon, but super guide for the demons. Anything else? Kuala Granth Raj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.